Hey, everyone. Oh, my goodness. I feel like a wizard sometimes. You know, like there's a problem and I'll solve it. Someone will have to check out the hook while, DJ Luke over there revolves it. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke. We are talking about teamwork makes the dream work. We're talking about how contributing together is probably the best way to fix most of our problems, because literally everything that has ever been good that ever happened in the entire history of civilization has happened when a whole bunch of people got together and did something that was bigger than themselves. And that's what drives me. That's why I'm here and not trying to stay home, because I probably should. Let's
face
it.
Hey, man, that was my recommendation this morning.
No, you totally did. And I just said, look, man, I am sick of not coming in, and I force myself to come in, and I'm probably going to pay the price for it. But anyway, I want to be here. And there's stuff I need to get done. There's stuff I need to do here. And
big, great things that Devil Radio is doing right now.
My point is that it's a bigger thing than myself.
Yes.
And it's something that's bigger than me.
No, that sounded sarcastic, but I mean it. I'm absolutely serious.
I know most people say that about their own work, like hee hee ha ha ha. But no, that's what it is. That's why I'm here. That's what we're doing. Teamwork makes the dream work. You have to get together and make things happen. And again, you can have differing ideas on things. Most every collaboration does have differing ideas on things. But again, you work together to come up with a solution. And going and just recalling people because they don't have...
because you don't want the masks? Come on. It's like... It's the basic... I get it. If you don't want to take the vaccine, you should be able to do the basic other things like masking and testing on a regular basis and doing those things to mitigate the pandemic. But if you're telling me that you're just going to throw everything at the wall and just be done and you don't want to participate at all, but then you're still going to complain about all of the issues that the pandemic is causing, it's really frustrating.
And come up with an idea that works for everyone, because, you know, I have another friend who's a special needs teacher. How do you do that virtually?
You can't.
How do you do that? So you need to have, I mean, that's the extreme example, but you need to include all these kids, and you need to make sure that, you know, they're taken care of. Also, routines are big for a lot of kids with special needs. Throwing that into so we need to figure out a way to get the kids in school is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And we need to figure out a way to make sure as safe as possible. It's not going to be 100% safe. I mean, let's not forget, they still do active shooter drills.
Yeah.
Freaking Nicholas Cruz was testifying or was apologizing today. I yelled in the middle of my car. But anyway, our kids are doing active shooter drills right now to mitigate risk. Can we do things like, you know, wear masks, or at least, you know, group them in certain ways? Can you
have the teachers get vaccinated? But have the staff get vaccinated?
Have the staff get vaccinated. That's our plan. But my point is, if you don't want that to happen, come up with an opposing plan that works and not just no freedom. You know, and that, but again, that's how this Venn diagram works. These people are just mad about the opposing group doing something. And that's how you can loop in things like critical race theory. You can loop in things like, you know, they're trying to put whatever crazy thing you want to add in. It doesn't matter. They're already ready to buy it up and say, oh yeah, the people who will lead us out of this, oh, that's Rebecca Clayfish, because she's the one who's saying yes, and she's the one coming in, she's helping on her campaign. And by the way, that's the campaign I'm going to work on as soon as this school board recall is done.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to head back to the lines, 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, what's your tangent for the day?
Well, I think I hope you're feeling better, Brian. I'm thinking about you. Yeah, seriously, we're very concerned. So do what you need to do to stay well. You said in one of the last segments, you were talking about the recall and the great flexibility of the Clayfish gal, her former campaign person. And you said, well, you can't have it both ways. This going between saying, well, it's either policy or only recall for policy, or you never recall for policy, you only recall for malfeasance, and suddenly the things have switched around. And your comment was, well, you can't have it both ways. I think that is a really important point, because they believe they can have it both ways.
Yeah.
If it is convenient, they can have it both ways. Other people would feel that if you set out a position, you should stick with it on something as important as recalling someone from office. So I think that it is just, it is so choice in a certain way, because you could look at this whole question of you can't have it both ways. Getting back to Foxconn, we started out with one set of proposals with Foxconn and had to make change after change after change after change, and money out the window, money out the window. This is my tangent, money going out the window. And it ties in with this idea that you can't have it both ways. What was that business supposed to be about? Why did we give it such a sweet, sweet, sweet taxpayer deal, and now we're left holding the bag? They believe that they can have it both ways. And here you have this guy who runs this company now saying, well, I think we're going to do cars, but we're not really sure how to do cars. But I think that's what we're going to do. Instead of our saying, sit down, find your money, return the money that you've cost us, and please never come back.
Yeah, Joe. And I feel like that's what kind of where we're getting to in this story as well, because the individuals in this matter do believe they can have it both ways, because school board recall candidate Scarlett Johnson was named, who is one of the individuals running for one of the recalled positions on the Mequon-Thiensville school board. She was named to Clayfish's campaign leadership team earlier this year, and she's also listed as the vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of No Left Turn in Education, a national group that has pushed to remove teaching materials that cover systemic racism topics. That's how we get these two things related, because the individuals that are running for these positions are the ones that are trying to integrate it and make all these matters and airing these grievances and putting them together. And they are trying to have it both ways, because they want to be able to, when it's convenient for them, be able to recall over grievances. But when they're being recalled, they're saying, hey, come on, you're only supposed to do this for policy matters or illegal wrongdoing, not policy matters.
It's the heads I win, tails you lose mentality. As well as, let's not forget that when you get rid of somebody in a school board, you get rid of their person, who are you replacing them with? And they aren't, oh, look, I already have people lined up for you. Already, I have, oh, it just happens to be someone who works in my campaign, who also happens to be No Left Turn in Education. It's amazing how this works out. And that's how you get these people involved. And it's scary, and I wish I wish they had maybe a plan or something else, because at the end of the day, they don't want to take responsibility for it, but they just want to have power. But then they seek power for what purpose? To get more power or money? Because they don't see any things that they, like, I don't see anybody doing anything with anything. I had a long conversation. I've said this a couple times before on the Devils, but I had a long conversation with my rep, Jesse Rodriguez, and I nailed her down and said, look, okay, let's pretend Governor Evers will do anything you want. What is your plan? What is your idea? Well, I'm just going to leave it up to the local municipalities. And look where that's gotten us.
Yeah.
And they don't have any plan. I would be fine to, like, actually rationally, you know, look at any sort of plan to go and make things work. But you're right now just saying, I want freedom and damn the consequences, because I want it both ways. And let's forget that there's no pandemic. And that's why I'm completely, you're actively working against any health measures in the pandemic, but at the same time, completely ignoring the pandemic is the reason why we have a shipping concern. They're related, and you can't see that because you're just mad at the libs.
Campaign is the grievances. We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Thanks so much for listening today. Devil's Advocates are up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Let the love light guide me home.